Welcome to the final episode of our song by song breakdown of all the songs from our album Blue Flower. This has been a really fun experiment doing this podcast, and this episode is all about our song Summer Meets Winter. If this is your, whatever this is by now, 13th episode listening to this or the first time, and you enjoy listening to the podcast, please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's fairly easy to do. Just head over to the app and click write a review. You can just rate it on the star system as well. Helps us to find new listeners for the show. And without further ado, let's dig into Summer Meets Winter. Here we go. To recap, in case for some reason this is your first episode listening to the podcast and you like starting from the ending, the album started off with the song Blue Flower, just to recap, which was about the discovery of and search for what C.S. Lewis called joy in his autobiography Surprised by Joy, which is the theme of this album, something Lewis defined as an unsatisfied desire more desirable than any satisfaction, which he eventually locates in Jesus, in Christianity, in the God of the Bible. And we've said, you know, if the album title could have a subtitle, it would be Blue Flower, : When Summer Meets Winter, which is the name of this song. And the question that Lewis asks throughout his life and that we tried to ask in our song Endless Summer is, what are we meant for in the end? Is this a cold, empty, menacing, perhaps universe, like Lewis thought at age 13 at school? Or are we meant for something more? Is there a place, or in this case, a person that can satisfy all the longing that Lewis felt in his life and that many of us feel in our lives? And that theme has been all over this album, musically and lyrically. And this final song is the conclusive anthem on the album that signals, I hope, a decisive victory to the proverbial summer overtaking winter in the hope of a future where, in the end, we can say, and I'm quoting one of the characters at the end of the Narnia series, I have come home at last. This is my real country. I belong here. This is the land I have been looking for all my life, though I never knew it till now. Talking about the new Narnia, at least in that world. Of course, for Lewis, the hope was a future Eden, where everything sad comes untrue, where Jesus will be, and where the source of all the longing came from to begin with. I can say definitively that this song is my favorite on the entire album overall. And it has a lot of my favorite moments on the entire album as well. I've listened to this song back more than any other on the album because it just makes me so happy to listen to it. It also reminds me that we did it. We finished this thing that we started a long time ago, and it feels like a celebration of that accomplishment, the end of that journey. So let's dig into first maybe the origin story of where the original spark for this particular song came from. I remember we were playing a show in Dallas, Texas at the House of Blues. We were opening up for a band, and that was an amazing venue. It's always inspiring to play at a really nice venue with a great stage, amazing vibes, and incredible sound system. And I remember that we were sound checking. I was checking my guitar, and I came up with this chord progression and melody. And I was, I think, singing it into the microphone. And I'm going to play you what I recorded quickly after that sound check, sort of just side stage, trying to record the idea after I had come up with it so that I wouldn't forget. That's key. You got to do this if you're a writer. It's, you think when you have a good idea, oh, I'll remember that. And then you never do when you try to think of it later. So this is what that voice memo sounds like.
So long summer, so long winter, so long and time gone. Summer feeling, there's a garden in the field I know.
So already had some summer, winter language in there, and I don't remember, you know, if I had read Surprised by Joy. Probably I had by that point, but I remember when I got back home and started working on this song in Logic, I was really into some string libraries that I had just gotten, and so I chose to use some pizzicato strings to play around with that chord progression, along with a cool drum loop that I found. So here's what those sounded like. So actually a pretty big jump as far as vibe from the original voice memo. And that's actually not that uncommon. I guess I wanted to go for something a little bit more upbeat than something a little bit more slowy, guitar-y, maybe melancholy. And I really like that as an intro, just in the demo phase of the writing. But once our producer, Ben Shive, got a hold of the song, he made it way better. So I absolutely love this intro now. There's a lot going on, but there's a few things that I wanted to highlight. And the first is this melody that he came up with on some kind of synth. I forget what, but or how he did it, but it's pretty magical in my opinion. So here's what that sounded like. I think there's a mellotron going on. There's a few things that I'll highlight, but there's this main melody that sings throughout it. Not sure if you picked up on it, probably did, but there's this ticking clock that ends in this alarm sound at the end of that. That was Ben's idea as well. And I just love it thematically. Like, almost just, there's a clock on winter, which is the whole theme of the song. And then sort of in the same way that the Aya vocal section was inspired for It's Possible.
Aya, 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 da, 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 da.
I just heard in my head while we were recording this vocal part that went, don't ask me why, I just heard it in my head, and we went with it, and we named the group of that vocals in our session Soulfire Unite. And on one of the takes, Alicia and I were recording her vocal at home late at night for these Soulfire stacks, and she just thought it was so ridiculous at one point, and she laughed, and we kept that recording and put it into the song the second time it happens. That part of the song makes me smile every single time. And I think with all that in mind, let's listen through verse one and then break down some of the lyrics.
When summer meets winter, I already know. There's a garden gone grow. So winter and so fire, that's a long way to go. There's a garden I know.
Actually, I shouldn't have called this section the verse. This is actually the chorus that gets restated two more times in the song. The next section after this one is a verse, and it's a little bit odd in that it's the only verse of the song, but Before we get there, I wanted to just touch on a couple of the lyrics in verse and chorus one. So the lyrics here are all about hope for the future and discovering being united with the place where all of the longing comes from. And since the symbol of joy or longing in this album has been a blue flower, the garden is the imagery that is used. And it's fitting that the biblical narrative starts in a garden as well, with Eden, and our future hope is the new Eden, a new garden, except that one is going to be a garden city and a lot more complicated than that, but there's going to be a garden there. And anyway, so that is the tone in the chorus of this one, and also gets at the symbolism of the language with soul winter and soul fire, or soul summer. Fire just wrote and sounded better when it was sung. And one of the things that I haven't highlighted a lot on this podcast or talked about a ton is the fact that we really intentionally wanted to experiment with different instrumental sections throughout the album. I remember Ben and myself had a conversation just before we really started recording where I said, hey, can we try a few of these? You know, we don't have to keep them if they're terrible or if it just doesn't feel like native to the song. Don't want to force anything, but can we experiment with this? And I'm really happy with how it all turned out. Certainly though, Summer Meets Winter wins as far as the most time in a song taken for instrumental sections, which I love. It's just sort of the party that happens at the end of the album, and in this case, at the end of the song. But the first interlude or instrumental section happens right after the first chorus. So here's what that sounds like. I'll start with the hammer dulcimer, which is leading the charge, and then I'll fade other stuff up as well. As far as production goes, there's not a lot of new information in the verse that comes after that instrumental section, and same goes for the second chorus. So I'm going to skip over those just for the sake of time and look at the bridge. From the bridge to the end of the song, we're basically recalling different musical themes from the entire album as a way to just kind of sign off and recall some of what you've heard on the album so far, starting off with this outro for the song It's Possible. We did this 45 second or so addendum, I guess you could call it, called Summer Sun. So that's going to be the first thing that gets recalled. Here is what the original sounded like.
When winter's gone, won't be the same.
And that is just being resung here with a different arrangement. Here's what that sounds like.
When winter's gone, won't be the same. That summer sun.
Whenever I hear that bridge section back, my mind always goes to the end of a movie, something suspended in time, a la Ocean's 11, though I know that the C.S. Lewis story of Surprised by Joy is nothing like a heist movie, but some kind of movie scene before credits roll is what my mind goes to. And this next part of the song is probably my favorite part of the song. It's a synth solo. The synth is the one that we used at the beginning of Pale Moonlight. It was kind of haunting and creepy at that stage, and now it's turned to the it's left the dark side and it's come to the light side, and I love this section because it just feels like a big celebration and victory lap, like summer wins in the end, and this is just the musical representation of that. If you're wondering at the end there if that was a beatbox guy, you would be correct. We found a beatbox library and it was awesome. After the bridge, we have another chorus or the final chorus, and then we do this transition into the final section of the song. And it's sort of this fake ending with this delay effect that launches us into the final section.
Long grow.
And from here on out, it's pretty much the restatement of previous musical themes on the album. I'll just highlight them as we go. First, we have, or the first one that catches my attention, there's no particular order. We have the piano pattern or ostinato from Wide Awake. We also have playing underneath that, there's this ascending chord progression from our song Paradise off this album that most people probably wouldn't pick up on. It's not even a really established musical theme, maybe, I would say, but definitely had it in mind as a callback to Paradise when we recorded it. And then this next one's probably a little bit more obvious. We had the vocal throws from Blue Flower and the chorus vocal from Blue Flower as a callback. And then we get the final trumpet solo, synth solo, Party Town. The album finishes, hopefully with a bang. And that is where I'm going to leave that one. This was a lot of fun to make. I probably took the longest time to make this podcast just because it's my favorite song. And this is the end of the Blue Flower podcast series in the Grey Havens podcast. If you remember the first episode, we started off by calling the podcast the Blue Flower Podcast, but quickly changed our minds and named it the Grey Havens Podcast just for longevity and searchability. And yes, who knows what the future holds for the Grey Havens Podcast. Like I said at the beginning, maybe we'll have some guests. Definitely we'll try to dive into the next original song whenever that comes out. The plan is to record our next album or start recording it over this coming summer of 2022. So excited about that. I am also dreading that because I have a lot of writing to do between now and then. And it's the same story every single time. It's how am I going to do this? How am I going to write all the songs? And somehow it always happens by God's grace. So anyway, I'm going to sign off by playing through the entirety of our song, Summer Meets Winter. Thanks for listening, guys. Here is the entirety of Summer Meets Winter.
When summer meets winter, I already know there's a garden, there's a garden gone grow. So winter is so fire, that's a long way to go. There's a garden, there's a garden I know. Times to so many tables, the
I've spent, lost in December. It'll all be alright, I just got to remember. When summer meets winter, I already know there's a garden, there's a garden gone grow. So winter is so fire, that's a long way to go.